This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
Well, good morning to you, and thank you once again for tuning in to today's broadcast of the Invisible War radio program. You're going to be so glad that you have taken the time to listen to the program today. We're continuing the teaching from Dr. Randall's new book called Lies That Kill, and are continuing where we left off on this extremely revealing topic. It's the lie from the enemy that says that Christians can't have demons. Now hang on, if you haven't heard the teaching so far from Dr. Randall on this subject, I want you to pay close attention, because a lot of us just plain have not been taught the truth about this subject. All of the past programs are on our website at theinvisiblewar.org, so be sure to go back and listen to them on this topic that will help further in clarifying this teaching by Dr. Randall. Rob, it's so great to have you back in the studio again today, my friend, especially as you explain this subject more clearly for us.
What a joy it is to join you today on The Invisible War. What a privilege we have to study the eternal matters of God. You know, the Bible says that it is truth, that it is God breathed, every word God gave us. Isn't that awesome? The Bible's not just a religious book. It's not just a history book. It is that. It is a religious book. It's about religion. It is about historical events and time and places and real people. Yes, real time, real events. But it is so much more. It is the Word of God. It is a supernatural book about the supernatural. And so we on The Invisible War come to you with the conviction that it is the Word of God that has the power to set us free. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." What is the truth? Your opinion? My opinion? No. We all have opinions. We all have our theological presuppositions. We all have our religious traditions. Yes, we all do. We all come from certain families that believe certain things. But the Word of God stands forever. It is established in the heavens. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But God says, "My Word will never pass away." So everything we believe must be carefully scrutinized, filtered, if you please, through the Word of God. We must ask for the discernment of Holy Spirit, who is our guide into all truth. Jesus said He would guide us into all truth. And the Scriptures so clearly claim for themselves, "Thy Word is truth." So what we share with you is not presuppositions. It's not what we like or what's comfortable to talk about. Many of these subject matters are very controversial, but we need to take the Bible study. When we talk about the effects that demons can have upon believers, we need to look at what the Bible says. And as we have in the past weeks, we continue today. Let me encourage you to go back. If you've missed any of that study, if you've missed the list of the Scriptures that I have given you on the program last week concerning the warnings of Scripture that God has given us concerning the dangers of being affected and infected by the evil one. And so we pick up that study today. You know, there's two primary ways a believer can become demonized. What are they? First, they were demonized before their conversion. All demons do not always automatically leave the body of demonized unbelievers when they turn to Christ. While most of us have been taught that they will, the New Testament nowhere teaches such a doctrine. To affirm otherwise is a theological presupposition, not a biblical certainty. Second, believers become demonized after their conversion by traumatic, blasphemous sins they commit are these most serious sins committed against them. Satan and his evil spirits will attach themselves to sin areas of a believer's life. As I have stated many, many times on the program, sin is the avenue demons travel. They will work continually to increase their control over these areas of sin. That control is only partial, however, never completely total. Thus, demonized believers are able and responsible to turn against the demons attached to their lives. If these believers do not learn the way to victory in the warfare for their thought life, they will begin to form evil habits of imagination and fantasy. This, in turn, leads to the beginning of loss of control over their thought life. And over a period of time, loss of thought control inevitably leads to bondage to evil fantasies, which soon leads to evil actions. Remember, the Bible says in Proverbs 23, verse 7, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." The end can be almost total control by certain compulsive forms of sin. Usually, demonically troubled believers battle in four primary sin areas. Number one, illicit sexual practices are fantasies out of control. Secondly, deep-seated anger, bitterness, hatred, rage, and rebellion, often leading to destructive and are self-destructive impulses. Many times you will find a preoccupation with certain types of worldly music. Thirdly, a sense of rejection, of guilt, of poor self-esteem, unworthiness, and shame. And oftentimes we see this coupled with alcohol and our drug abuse. Every person who has an addiction, whether alcohol, whether drugs, whatever it is, there is in their core the belief, although falsely, that nobody loves them, that they're not worthy of love. It's not true because Jesus loves us. He came into the world not to condemn, but that the world through him might be saved. For God so loved the world. That's you. That's me. But so many can't believe that because of their poor self-esteem. And demonically troubled believers battle in this fourth area as well. A strange attraction to the occult and to the spirit world, often but not always, with the desire for illicit power over circumstances and other people. You know, after many years of careful study of the Word of God and through his experiences in praying with those in darkness, Dr. Chuck Swindoll, former president of Dallas Theological Seminary and world-renowned radio Bible preacher, weighed in on the question, can a Christian be demonized? And I quote, "For a number of years I questioned this, but I am now convinced it can occur. If a ground of entrance has been granted the powers of darkness, such as trafficking in the occult, a continual unforgiving spirit, a habitual state of carnality, etc., the demon or demons see this as a green light, okay to proceed. Wicked forces are not discriminating with regard to which body they may inhabit. I have worked personally with troubled, anguished Christians for many years. On a few occasions, I have assisted in the painful process of relieving them of demons." End quote. And those are the words of Dr. Chuck Swindoll. There is also the matter of generational or ancestral sin. The believer is most vulnerable in the area of familial sin. Generational sin is the sin judgment that moves through the family line. It is called by various other names, such as transference or inheritance or familial sin. An ancestor who gives place to Satan not only hurts himself, but he opens the door of grave harm to his children, his grandchildren, and on down the line. This ground of transference would seem to account for little children having to endure this invasion of the powers of darkness. We have seen today on more than one occasion 3- and 4- and 5-year-old children having to be institutionalized because of the tormentors in their lives. Please hear me today. Satan and his demons are legalists. That is, they do not have to leave unless the covenant or contract made with the devil is broken. Only the blood of Jesus, which is the new covenant, has the power to cancel out the covenant of sin and death in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. The ground that the enemy has taken through generational sin must be discovered and denounced. A clear commitment to Christ through confession of these specific sins brings the blood covenant of the Lord Jesus to bear. Once the ground has been taken back through confessions, demons then must leave, for they have no other place to go within the life of the believer. Also, there is an area that is extremely controversial within some circles. However, it is an area that is widely being discussed and accepted in the area of clinical psychology, as well as many deliverance counselors. This is the matter of alters, alternative personalities, known in counseling circles as MPD, or multiple personality disorder, or what is now referred to as dissociative identity disorder, DID. Some in this complex world of Christian counseling call the splitting of the personality fragments. I call them fractures because of what has happened to create the problem. Multiple personality disorder usually begins in childhood because, unlike adults, children can't run from abuse. The only place they can hide is inside their heads. As the victim grows older, the separate personalities become ever more autonomous, and each has its own special way of functioning in the everyday world. Wherever one finds the fragmentations of a personality, you will always find the work of the enemy. The personality of the believer can, in fact, be split, fractured, because of unhealed damage. Our Lord has wonderfully created every human whole, not fragmented. Alternative personalities or fragments are the work of the enemy. And whenever you find a personality that has been split through emotional or physical trauma, you will always find demons. Always. When dealing with fragments, one must not only have deliverance from evil spirits that have attached themselves to the broken parts of the personality, but there must also be a work of healing and restoration. Jesus offers wholeness as well as healing in John chapter 5, verse 1 through 6. We are so quickly diverted to our places of so-called comfortable conclusions. So often we run to these conclusions without making certain that they line up with the truth of the Word of God. I want to declare today, in great joy, in great victory, that there is coming the final end of Satan and his dark kingdom. We must understand, yes, he is the God of this world. He controls the world systems and all who are in the world who have not come to know Christ as their Savior. However, Satan's rule is only for a short season. The Bible says he knows he hath but a short season. He knows it. And one day, which I believe is coming soon, Jesus will come to stop the madness, the insanity, the death, the destruction. Jesus is coming to stop it all. Satan and his demons are on a short leash, and their season of deception and destruction is coming to an end. Hallelujah. In Revelation chapter 17, verse 14, would you hear the word of God? These will wage war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, because he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are the called and chosen and faithful. And in Revelation chapter 20, verse 1 through 3, what a wonderful day our Lord has promised us. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding the key to the abyss and the great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of the dragon, the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he threw him into the abyss and shut it and sealed it over him so that he would not deceive the nations any longer until 1,000 years were completed. After these things, he must be released for a short time. Then in verse 7, we see recorded the final demise of Jesus' adversary, Satan himself. Listen to the words of God. Would you rejoice with me today as we hear the truth of the Word of God? Lord, may all of heaven rejoice as we read this together, and may all of hell be tormented, I pray in Jesus' name. When 1,000 years are completed, Satan will be released from his prison and will come out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together for the war. The number of them is like the sand of the seashore. And they came up on the broad plain of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and beloved city. And fire came down from heaven and devoured them. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are also. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. What a great and glorious day that will be. It's not time yet for Satan's total destruction. Satan has been given amazing supernatural powers to rule this world and its systems. But make no mistake, his time is coming to an end. Praise the Lord. And listen to me. Would you hear my heart today? You and I as Christians have been given the power to walk in the victory bought for us when Christ shed his blood on Calvary and rose from the dead. It is the believer and only the believer. It is the Christian and only the Christian who can have any genuine hope. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, Jesus conquered Satan at Calvary. Only those of us who have entered into the blood covenant of Calvary can walk in his wonderful victory. Please understand, if you are a believer, your freedom has been paid for by Jesus. It is a free gift to everyone who will believe in Christ, but it is not automatic. It's not automatic. Christians cannot be possessed. No, they cannot be owned, if you will, by a devil. But however you hear me today, Christians can and do often have demons. If there is anything in your life that is stealing and killing and destroying, then according to Jesus, the enemy is at work in your life. John chapter 10, verse 10. If you are witnessing the enemy's destructive work, then he is in fact there. We need to stop focusing on where they are and recognize the results of their evil work. What an exciting study this is. I want to thank you today for joining with us in this wonderful Bible study about the victory that is ours in the Lord Jesus. We're going to have to pick it up next time as we continue our study in Lies That Kill, the Supernatural Battle for Truth, as we continue to look carefully, biblically, spiritually, at this most used lie of the enemy, that Christians can't have demons. Next time on The Invisible War.
My, oh my. Thank you, Rob, for your amazing insight and clarity on this very hot topic. We are really looking forward to next week's program as you will be continuing on this subject, Can Christians Have Demons? I would be willing to bet that most of you have not heard this teaching because, quite honestly, it is so misunderstood that it is easier to avoid it rather than to take the time to dig in and find out exactly what the Scripture has to say about it. But I am so thankful that Dr. Randall is going through this layer by layer and Scripture after Scripture to explain it so we can understand it, recognize it, and do something about it. Next week will be equally insightful. You know, each week Dr. Randall is faithful to bring you this amazing teaching on spiritual warfare and show you how to be free in Christ Jesus. But we need you to show your appreciation by partnering with us. Your most generous gift at this time would help us more than I can possibly say. We really need to hear from you today. So please call 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886. You can also go to our website at theinvisiblewar.org to make your generous gift there. Either way, we do need to hear from you today. The number again is 1-877-808-8886 or online at theinvisiblewar.org. Call with your very best and sacrificial financial gift as we continue to give you our very best in this teaching on spiritual warfare. The number one last time is 1-877-808-8886 or go online at theinvisiblewar.org. Thank you so much, and thank you to our friends at Our Mission Travel for helping to sponsor today's program of The Invisible War. You can find out more about this wonderful ministry by going to our website. They are amazing people who are there to help you with all of your mission travel needs. Well, next week we'll be concluding the chapter on this topic, and it will be a program you will not want to miss. Dr. Randall, I know how much of a privilege it is for you to close us out each week in prayer, so I'm going to ask if you could do that again for us today.
You know, it's a wonderful thing. You know what wonderful means? Full of wonder. It's a wonderful thing that God has given us that we can speak to Him. We can hear from Him. We can talk to Him right now through prayer. Isn't that awesome? Think about it. We don't have to go through a priest or a preacher. We don't have to go through a doctrine. We don't have to go through a ritual. The veil of the temple has been rent. We have access to the Holy of Holies through what Jesus did for you and me. He is our high priest, and we through Him, in the name and the authority of the Lord Jesus, can now come boldly before the throne of God. Would you join me in prayer right now? Lord Jesus, thank You. Thank You that You love us. Lord, I ask right now that You would baptize all of us and the love of Abba Father. Not just for today. I ask for a season of a baptism of the love of our Heavenly Father. Lord, Your Word says that perfect love casts out fear. And so I ask that fear would be removed in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I ask that You would flood our hearts, our souls, our minds, everything that we are, Lord, flood our spirit, flood our souls, flood our bodies with Your love and mercy. Lord, I ask that if there is that one who has never come to put their faith and trust in You as their personal Savior and Lord, that today would be that day, that this prayer would be that prayer, that this moment would be their moment of decision. Lord, I ask that You would give them the courage to turn from their sin and to turn to You right now. Would you pray this prayer with me right where you are? Words are not magic. God knows our hearts. Just pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. That's right. Pray it with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, and I know that You loved me because You died for me. I ask You to come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I receive You as my Savior and my Lord. Now, Lord Jesus, I ask that You would cleanse our hearts. Take us to those places where we need to know today that You are greater, greater than our fears, greater than our sin, greater than our sorrow, greater than everything we think is greater than You. Show us that You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Now, if you prayed with me today, let me know it. Would you email me with your prayer concerns, with your victories, with your questions? Just go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. Or you can call me toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886. 8886. As we come to the end of our year and consider our year in giving, would you pray? Would you ask the Lord what He would have you do to support this wonderful work about the supernatural work of God? Would you do it? We need you to come alongside of us with your financial gift to help us be strong as we enter the new year. Thank you for praying. Thank you for giving. Let us know how we can serve you. Join us next time, right here on The Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcast information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.